the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, earlier this week, it looked like the bromance between the US President Donald Trump and Elon Musk was perhaps losing a bit of its sparkle. The Tesla chief was missing from the Rose Garden as Donald Trump dished out the thorny tariffs. Can the bromance last? Will the other Silicon Valley tech billionaires stick with Trump as the markets fall and their businesses are impacted? Noam Cohn, former New York Times tech columnist and author of The Know-It-Alls, The Rise of Silicon Valley as a Political Powerhouse and Social Wrecking Ball, he's been giving it some thought.
A couple of years back, when Elon Musk was only beginning to step outside of his shadow, before he was wielding chainsaws on stage or challenging other billionaires to cage fights, he gave a relatively somber interview from Tesla's new Gigafactory in Austin, Texas. He was asked, as one might expect,
Tesla's CEO Elon Musk is officially the richest person.
What's it like to be the richest person in the world?
Musk's rise in wealth has been staggering.
$300 billion in wealth at the time, give or take. He quickly corrected the interviewer. Richest person who is not a sovereign. He continued, it's fair to say that if somebody is the king, or de facto king of a country, they're wealthier than I am. At the time, the answer may have come off as humble.
Offer me money. Offer me power. I don't care.
Aw, shucks, I ain't that special. There's plenty of people richer than me. But looking back over how the first 10 weeks of Donald Trump's return to the White House have played out, with Musk front and center eliminating agencies.
And to that end, I have created the brand new Department of Government Efficiency.
Demanding that the entire United States government workforce personally email to explain what they do all day.
With the string of mass firings by Elon Musk's Doge.
That earlier answer may have seemed more like a confession. As in, if I want to be the richest person in the world, I should be running a country. And maybe someday I will. It's that ambition to save the world, run the world, take your choice, which best accounts for one of the unexpected wrinkles of Trump 2.0, the very public embrace by the leaders of Silicon Valley of a 78-year-old technophobic Donald J. Trump.
So these are two men who have everything, they've seen everything, and they are having a ball. I'm told
Musk is the most obvious example of such an embrace. But his Silicon Valley peers have enthusiastically joined him, donating millions of dollars to Trump's inauguration.
Thank you very much, everybody. Well, thank you.
And pledging fealty to his agenda to make America great again. You'll know the photo from the inauguration, the one that's worth a thousand words, the tech billionaires lined up front and center as Trump was sworn in. On a superficial level, this alliance cuts against much of what people assume about the tech world and its political beliefs. After all, if there's one thing we can state definitively about these hustling entrepreneurs always pushing the new thing, it's that they don't think America was ever great. Maybe it will be after you download this new app, but certainly not in the past, no way. But more seriously, there are seemingly obvious red flags for Silicon Valley when considering a Trump presidency.
There are 11 million undocumented people living in this country. I mean, a lot of them came here because they just want to work. They want to help out their families and they want to contribute.
Silicon Valley is pro-immigration. It's libertarian at its core, meaning there's a deep distrust of rules, regulating sex, drugs, or any other forms of personal expression. Trump, on the other hand, wants to execute drug dealers and is aligned with religious groups that want to ban abortion, as well as birth control and transgender people. And obviously, he's a crusader against immigration.
Now, at how the Trump administration's transferred another group of immigrants to a supermax mega prison complex in El Salvador.
So what's going on then? Truth is, on the deepest level, Trump is in sync with Silicon Valley. They all, Trump and Silicon Valley, believe that the sky's the limit once we get rid of regulators and meddling experts with their incessant concerns about safety, fairness, privacy. They share a rage toward any outside forces, including, at times, uncooperative voters that try to slow down their genius plans.
I know these problems can all be fixed, but not by Hillary Clinton.
Trump on the campaign trail famously proclaimed, "Only I can fix it." With such swagger, you'd almost think he was launching a tech startup. In this view, democracy and bureaucracies, regulators and rabble-rousers, are a threat to freedom and ironically must be highly controlled. Bombing the village to save it.
I make this promise. We will make America strong again.
From that perspective, the Silicon Valley alliance with Trump makes perfect sense.
We will make America proud again.
Whether Trump is tearing down institutions, both in America and globally, out of pique, or a vision of a triumphant America at the turn of the last century, is besides the point.
We will make America safe again.
He's tearing down institutions and ushering in a world of top-down governance, without entrenched regulation and rulemaking.
And we will make America great again.
Hard for a billionaire to disagree, especially one like Musk, who has been given the keys to the kingdom, for now.
Noam Cohen there.